crews removing the temporary tall fencing and concrete inaugural barriers. I'm Dick Giuliano.
An early morning fire in D.C. has turned deadly.
Someone around here just got very rich. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Joe Biden has begun his first full day in office, taking the wraps off his plan for controlling the coronavirus pandemic. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Washington.
President Biden's new nationwide COVID strategy includes getting 100 million vaccines into the arms of Americans by the end of April and safely reopening schools in the next 100 days. The Biden administration plans to set up vaccine centers at stadiums and community centers and to deploy federal personnel to help administer shots.
Mr. Biden will sign 10 more COVID-related executive orders today. He's already restored ties with the World Health Organization. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told the organization's meeting in Geneva that he was honored to announce the U.S. will remain a member.
As a WHO member state, the United States will work constructively with partners to strengthen and, importantly, to reform the WHO.
Fauci said the U.S. will work with the organization to help fight the pandemic. The Trump administration withdrew from the WHO after criticizing its response.
Big cities are facing shortages of COVID vaccine. Los Angeles Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer.
Often we do not know from one week to the next how many doses will be allocated to L.A. County.
New York City has postponed vaccination appointments for 23,000 people. Mayor de Blasio blames a shipping delay. Three National Guard members on a routine training flight have been killed after their helicopter crashed in a rural town in western New York State. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter.
There was calls of sputtering sounds of an engine and that the aircraft was flying very low.
The FAA is investigating. Anti-Biden, anti-police protesters turned out in the Northwest last night. Valerie Carson with the Seattle Police Department says three people were arrested for breaking windows and breaking into the federal courthouse.
We've had multiple sites that have been vandalized, but once things start to get destructive and property starts being damaged, that is usually when we will step in and try and make arrests.
Eight people were arrested in Portland after police say they broke windows and spray-painted Democratic Party headquarters. President Biden confirms former President Trump left him a letter. Mr. Biden describes it as very generous, but says he won't disclose the contents. He says it's private and he can't talk about it until the two men talk. The White House says there is no call planned between 45 and 46. Former Vice President Mike Pence also left a note for the woman who's taken his place, Kamala Harris. S&P futures are up 9, Dow futures ahead 61. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 8:03 on Thursday, January 21st. We're at 32 degrees, a high near 50 today, though. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Joan Jones. And the top local stories that we're following this hour, the inauguration is now behind us, but fences are still up and security remains tight in downtown D.C. You can still see National Guard troops securing the streets of the district this morning. But by tomorrow, the city's hoping to have most things back to normal.
COVID and the storming of the Capitol prevented Washington from welcoming as many people to the inauguration as the city would have liked.
But we are proud that the event was executed as well as it was.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, John Felcicchio, says work began in the night and will continue through the day, dismantling steel fencing and removing concrete barriers.
We hope to have things back open in the Central Business District by Friday morning.
Crews are working from near the Capitol grounds east to west toward the White House. The National Mall will remain closed until Friday. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Bridge traffic heading into D.C. closed for the inauguration is flowing again this morning, although there are still some slowdowns. The Theodore Roosevelt Bridge, Memorial, 14th Street, and 11th Street bridges are all open again. The 3rd Street Tunnel is also now open between the freeway and New York Avenue. Stay with us here with traffic on the 8s. We'll have the very latest.
A tragic story out of Northwest D.C. this morning where a couple is dead after a fire tore through their home. Now, it's not clear what ignited the blaze, but D.C. Fire just tweeted that there were no working smoke detectors in the home.
Fire investigators have been going in and out of this home in the Petworth neighborhood all morning, trying to figure out what sparked the massive fire near the corner of 8th and Upshur Streets Northwest.
We did find two victims inside, an adult male and an adult female. One was on the first floor, one was on the second floor.
Vito Maggiolo's with DC Fire and EMS.
The whole rear of the house was engulfed. Very heavy smoke, very heavy fire. In fact, a portion of the rear of the house did collapse. The porch area collapsed while we were fighting the fire.
Neighbors who I talked to say the couple that lived here was homebound, only leaving to catch a ride to church on Sundays in Petworth. John Doman, WTOP News.
D.C. restaurants can resume indoor dining at 25% capacity starting tomorrow morning. Other measures do remain in effect. Museums and libraries are still closed. The number of new coronavirus cases in D.C. remains high. Vaccine demand in the city still outstrips the supply being provided by the federal government.
Somebody's life changed pretty dramatically overnight. There was one ticket that matched all six numbers in the whopping $731 million Powerball drawing, and it was sold around this region.
Maryland Lottery says the ticket was sold in Allegheny County in northwestern Maryland. It's not clear who the winner is yet, and it may never be known since Maryland's one of a handful of states where the Powerball winner can stay anonymous. But whoever won has the choice of $731 million paid over 29 years or a lump sum payment of $546 million right now before taxes. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
For those of us who live in Maryland, our hearts sort of skipped a beat when we heard the winner is in Maryland this morning, but in Western Maryland. Still ahead here on WTOP.
A local political legend being laid to rest in Maryland. I'm Nick Iannelli.
It's 8:06.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Turn your used car into a life-changing opportunity for a person of differing abilities or injured veteran. Your donation helps provide job training and career placement for adults, inclusive summer camp experiences for children, and specialized healing retreats for injured veterans. Melwood will pick up your car, your donation is tax deductible, and you get to help build a better future for people in our community. You don't even have to be there for the pickup. Grab your title and call 877-MELWOOD. That's 877-MELWOOD or go to melwood.org.
The wait is over. One of the sport's most notorious icons is stepping in the octagon this Saturday. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the UFC, is offering new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with first deposit. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge